WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. You know, life can feel like one giant roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with excitement, and the next you're plummeting into a pit of stress or disappointment. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these ups and downs with more grace, more peace, and let's be honest, less emotional baggage? That's where today's topic comes in, detachment. Now, before you picture a bunch of monks meditating on mountaintops, hear me out. Detachment isn't about becoming emotionless or indifferent. It's about learning to observe your emotions without letting them control you. Think of it like this. You can acknowledge the rain is pouring outside without having to get drenched in it, right? So, how do we actually achieve this inner calm and freedom? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you master the art of detachment. First things first, understand that the only thing you truly control is your own mind. You can't control external circumstances, traffic jams, bad weather, annoying colleagues. Those are just parts of life's crazy ride. But what you can control is how you react to them. That's where mindfulness comes in. Ever felt like your thoughts are running wild, pulling you into a spiral of worry or anger? Practice being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, notice your surroundings, and gently guide your mind back when it starts to wander. It's like giving yourself a mental reset button. Number 2. Embrace impermanence. Everything in life is constantly changing, relationships, jobs, even our own bodies. The sooner you accept this truth, the less likely you are to get attached to things that ultimately won't last. Think of it like those perfectly manicured flowers in your garden. They bloom beautifully for a short while, then fade away. It's a natural cycle, and embracing it can free us from unnecessary heartache. Thirdly, focus on what truly matters. We often get caught up chasing fleeting things, status, material possessions, social validation. But true fulfillment comes from cultivating values like kindness, compassion, wisdom, and purpose. Think about the people who inspire you. They're not necessarily the richest or most famous, but they have a genuine impact on others. Fourthly, let go of expectations. Ever feel disappointed when things don't turn out exactly as planned? Well, guess what? Life rarely goes according to plan. Instead of clinging to rigid expectations, practice flexibility and adaptability. See challenges as opportunities for growth and learn to appreciate the unexpected turns along the way. And finally, remember that happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey. It's not about achieving some perfect state of bliss, but rather about finding contentment in the present moment. Practice gratitude for the good things in your life, big and small, and cultivate a sense of inner peace that doesn't depend on external circumstances. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street when suddenly, someone cuts you off in traffic. Your heart starts racing, your blood pressure spikes, and you feel a surge of anger bubbling up inside you. In the past, you might have yelled at the driver, honked your horn, or even engaged in a road rage incident. But with detachment, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your emotions without judgment, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation. You may feel frustrated for a moment, but you choose not to let it consume you. Instead of letting the anger dictate your actions, you focus on getting to your destination safely and calmly. You even find a moment to smile at a passerby, reminding yourself that there's still goodness in the world. That's the power of detachment. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, remember these key takeaways. Focus on what you can control, embrace impermanence, cultivate genuine values, let go of expectations, and find contentment in the present moment. By practicing detachment, we can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life for ourselves. And that's something worth striving for, right? Ready to take action? Head over to our website and join the conversation. Share your own experiences with detachment, ask questions, and connect with other listeners who are on this journey with you. Until next time, remember, cultivate inner peace, one moment at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.